Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Welcome back to Jay County, everybody. Time for the pregame show for our varsity contest, Jay County and Fort Recovery, here this afternoon. Justin Rangold, Zeb Hudson with you here. Neil Spencer, our studio producer for Fort Recovery Radio. Lindsey Green for WPGW Radio back in the studio across the way. Again, Jay County and Fort Recovery and girls varsity basketball. And here is our intro, first for Jay County. Patriots coming up here, taking on the Fort Recovery Indians.
The Jay County Lady Patriots are on the air. This coverage of Hoosier basketball on Jay Country 101 Radio is being brought to you by community-minded sponsors and by the sports department of Jay Country 101. Now to the gymnasium for tonight's basketball broadcast.
Welcome back to Jay County High School again. Patriots and the Indians. Jay County 5-2 on the season last year. Jay County 19-4. Coached by Kirk Comer. He is 183-76 in his 12th year at Jay County. Patriots average 53 points on offense, giving up 43 points on defense. Jay County won last year's game 39-31 over Fort Recovery. And because we're nothing if not equal opportunity. Equal opportunity. Here's our Fort Recovery intro right now.
The Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on Jay Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Jay Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And we're back again. Fort Recovery 0-3 on the season. Last year they were 16-7. Halligan, of course, the head coach of the Indians in her third year, an offensive average of 34.7, giving up 44 points on defense. Indians lost their last game to New Bremen on Thursday, 44-32. They will take on Douglas St. John's on Thursday. Again, that's a varsity-only game for the Indians on Thursday. So far this season for Fort Recovery, they lost to Crestview 41-33, to Versailles 47-39, and as I said, to New Bremen 44-32. Indians are 0-3 on the year. Jay County has wins over Fort Wayne South 66-55, Oak Hill 60-22, Belmont 44-19, Woodland 46-43, and a win over Northeastern 64-33. Jay County's two losses to Indianapolis North Central, 75-43, and to Winchester, 58-47. So again, Jay County comes in at 5-2 on the year, Fort Recovery at 0-3. So Indians looking for their first win of the year. Can they get it in the rivalry game, the border battle, here this afternoon? We'll come back, have more on a pregame show from Jay County coming up right after this timeout here on here on Jay Country 101 and FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Kelp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technologies Sleep Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Back here at Jay County, the Patriots and the Indians just about set to go here in this varsity contest. In Jay County, 5-2, Fort Recovery is 0-3. Coming up tonight, we'll have JV varsity boys basketball. Jay County on the road taking on Fort Recovery at the Fort Site Fieldhouse. You can hear the game both on Fort Recovery Radio and here on WPGW coming up tonight. I believe all three stations as far as the over-the-air goes, 100.9, 105.3, and 1440 tonight for Jay County Fort Recovery boys basketball from the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Looking for the Indiana game this afternoon, that is over on 105.3 and AM 1440 at the moment. Indiana taking on Nebraska in college basketball. So if you're looking for that, turn over on that station for that ball game again, Indiana and Nebraska. Here it is, Jay County and Fort Recovery and girls varsity basketball. And let's go to Zeb and check out the starters here for this afternoon's contest.
First for Fort Recovery, at guard, a 5'4 sophomore, number 5, Carly Wendell. At guard, a 5'9 junior, number 15, Alexis Wendell. At guard, a 5'11 sophomore, number 22, Mara Pearson. At forward, a 5'10 senior, number 4, Grace Guggenbiller. And at forward, a 6'3 senior, number 32, Whitley Rammel. For Jay County, at guard, a 5'5 senior, number 24, Izzy Rogers. At guard, a 6' junior, number 30, Renna Sweeterman. At forward, a 5'7 sophomore, number 10, Sophie Saxman. At forward, a 6' junior, number 22, Gabby Bilbrey. And at forward, a 6' senior, number 34, Madison Dirksen.
Kirk Comer, the head coach of Jay County. Holly Gann, the head coach of Fort Recovery. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians and the Jay County Patriots in tonight's and this afternoon's game from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta on Highway 67 on the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banta's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and Lori Tin. Again, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta in Portland. Would love to be your family's dentist again. Good luck to both teams from Dr. Tom Banta. Jay County Fort Recovery just about set to go. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor will be Calp Pharmacy. Locations in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. We'll come back, have the tip-off coming up after this.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
McDonald's Restaurant in Portland is proud to be a sponsor of Jay County Patriot Basketball. McDonald's reminds you to pep up for the holidays with their peppermint goodies. They have the peppermint hot chocolate, the iced peppermint mocha, and the peppermint mocha, available for a limited time here in the holidays for 2021. Also, try their frozen Coca-Cola and frozen Fanta, blue raspberry, and wild cherry, available now at McDonald's. Happy holidays from your friends at McDonald's in Portland. Dr. David Fullenkamp and Dr. Abby Small and their staff are proud to support the Jay County Patriots. Be sure to stop by their office and look over their lines of frames. They also carry a wide selection of sunwear for adults and children. Dr. Fullenkamp and Dr. Small's office is located at 1111 North Meridian Street, Portland. Stop by or call 726-4210 to schedule your eye exam with Dr. David Fullenkamp or Dr. Abby Small.
And I remember saying, this is an investment in me to help me become the leader I know I can be. The confidence it gave me was the real game changer.
At Indiana Tech, we give you flexible ways to advance your career with classes online, in the evening, and on weekends.
It sounds so cliche, but I really couldn't have done it without Indiana Tech.
Classes start soon. Learn more today about how Indiana Tech can move your career forward at indianatech.edu/goforit.
Indiana Tech classes are now being offered at the John Jay Center for Learning in downtown Portland.
Back here at Jay County, just about set for the tip-off. Patriots and the Indians here this afternoon. This game is usually pretty fun, pretty good battle between the two schools over the years.
Yeah, you definitely got that border rivalry.
Easy enough to say.
But I think both teams have their objectives. I know for Jay County, they're going to want to limit the amount of inside touches that Rammel gets. And I'm sure Fort Recovery is going to want it to limit the amount of touches that Renna Sweeterman gets.
Indians really struggled in their game on Thursday. So they're looking for a much better start than they had then. I think they only had 10 or 12 points at the half. So really looking to get their offense going, as that has been a struggle for the most part all season.
And that's not good for Fort Recovery, no, considering how good of a defensive team Jay County is. But
Indians only averaging 34 points a game on offense. So.
And on the other side, Jay County knows all too well about how good of a defensive team Fort Recovery is.
Just finishing up the starting lineups here. So Scott Miller introducing the Patriots now. Jay County coming off a win on Tuesday against Northeastern. So Mabry McIntyre down there, one of the bench players for Jay County. She had 10 steals in that game on Tuesday. Don't see that very often. Yeah, the Patriot defense pretty good, and that'll be the case tonight as well on the boys' side. So, looking forward to this game and then the two games tonight, Patriots and the Indians. Renna Sweeterman leads Jay County in scoring, over 16 points a game, actually over 17 points a game now. And she's only a junior, getting closer to 1,000. I haven't checked in a while. I'm going to guess she's close to 900 now. I'll have to double check that before Tuesday's Jay County game against Muncie Central here at home. But Brenna Swiderman inching closer to 1,000. Should hit there at some point this season. Ready to go.
Pretty tall lineups in there for both teams. And the only shorter players on the court is Rogers and Callie Wendell.
Again, Count Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor.
They kind of don't quite have them shorter players like they used to.
No. Rammel and Bilbrey jumping here. We are underway, controlled by Fort Recovery.
Probably the last time was Phillips, 5'2".
Yeah. Although there's some on Jay Cummings DV that aren't the tallest.
No.
Indians with the ball to start the contest. Right side it goes to Callie Wendell. On the left side to Pearson. Pearson's had a good start to her season this year. Only a sophomore, and the Indians lost the ball to bounds. Turnover number one on the Fort Recovery Indians. So back to Jay. Actually, to Jay for the first time. Swiderman across midcourt. Goes to her right, to Dirksen. Off to Swiderman, long two is good. Lorena Swiderman makes it 2-0 Jay. 7:15 to play first quarter. On our Count Pharmacy scoreboard. Rammel with the basketball goes to her left to Alexis Wendell. To Rammel. Rammel works it around to the right side. Indians already having trouble against this defense. Rammel to Wendell. Callie with it. Cross court pass picked off by Dirksen.
Not too hard to pick that off when it's thrown right to you.
Out to Rogers for three. Good. Lizzie Rogers makes it 5-0 Jay. 6:35 first quarter.
There again, it looks like Fort Recovery wants to get the ball in the middle of the court like they did there finally. But a shot by Pearson.
Rebound shot up, no good for Callie Wendell, and a foul will be called on Jay County. Brenna Swiderman said there was a push. Rammel on the inbounds, misses the shot. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. On the left side is Guggenbiller. Three is banked in. Grace Guggenbiller with the triple makes it 5-3. I did not hear her call back. Okay. 5-3, Jay lead on the Count Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Left to Rogers. Rogers with the basketball backs it up. Goes to her right. To Madison Dirksen for three. No good. Rebound for Rammel. Takes it by two. Here comes Pearson.
She was out of bounds.
Yep. Guggenbiller was out of bounds. Was Grace. So turnover number three on Fort Recovery. Gives it back to the Patriots. Leading 5-3. Left side is Sophie Saxman. Out to Rogers.
I think Rogers catches that cleanly. She hits that three.
Back to Saxman. To Madison Dirksen. Back to Rogers. Rogers surveying defense. Goes to Swiderman. Through the defense back to Rogers for three. That's off. Rebound for Rammel again. Indians have it down 5-3. Five minutes to play on our Count Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Ball loose. It's on the floor. And Patriots pick it up with Sophie Saxman. Here has been a Swiderman out to Dirksen for three. Yep. 8-3. The score in Jay County wants timeout. Timeout on the floor. 4:40 to play first quarter. It's Jay County 8, Fort Recovery 3. Back with more after this here on Jay Country 101 and Fort Recovery Radio.
Brooks Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Construction, or MSC, are proud to be your source for all of your commercial and industrial concrete and general construction needs, plus crane service as well. Mid-States corporate office is now located on Highway 67 in Red Key. Please consider making MSC, Mid-States Construction, your go-to contractor for your next commercial or industrial project. MSC, proud to support our Jay County Patriots in the classroom and on the court. Mid-States Construction.
8-3, the Patriots lead by 5. 4:35 to play. First quarter on our Kaut Pharmacy scoreboard. On the outside is Callie Wendell.
During a timeout, Bill Breedy out, McIntyre in for Jay County.
Patriots by 5. Rammel with the ball. Goes to Alexis Wendell. Now to Pearson. Pearson works it left to Callie Wendell. Back to Rammel. To Pearson. To Callie Wendell. Back to Pearson. Cross court pass nearly thrown away. But Callie went to get it. Now to Pearson. 5-point lead. There's a steal for Rogers. Another Fort Recovery turnover. Out it goes. And they're knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Brianna Dirksen in, Saxman out for Jay. 8-3, Patriots lead on our Kaut Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard.
Well, they missed Rogers coming in off of that inbounds. She was wide open in the corner.
Rogers with the ball. Goes to her left to McIntyre. Back to Rogers. To McIntyre, left wide open, won't take it. Instead, to Sweeterman, back to McIntyre.
McIntyre, hear about that the next time out.
She'll take this one and miss. Rebound for Rogers. She'll pop a three and hit. 11-3, the Patriots lead. 3:20 to play in our Kaut Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Patriots by 8. Left it goes to Grace Gunenbiller. Around to Callie Wendell.
Like I said, Fort Recovery wants to get that player started at the top of the key. They're about the free throw line, and Jay County will not let that pass in.
Rammel goes right to Callie Wendell. Up top to Pearson. Pearson with the ball, dribbles to her right. Puts the shot up, missed the shot.
Yeah, I think it's travel. Travel before the shot, yeah.
Yep. So traveling on the Indians before the shot.
Bobry in. Madison Dirksen out for her first breather.
For handicap medical equipment, depend on Kaut Pharmacy's Handicap Medical Equipment Center at the south edge of Fort Recovery in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. And then Kaut Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. 11-3, 3 for Rogers is off. Rebound saved by Brianna Dirksen, but picked up by Fort Recovery. Here come the Indians. Pearson in the lane scores. Mara Pearson makes it 11-5. 2:20 to play first quarter. Here's Rogers. Goes left to McIntyre. Back to Rogers. To McIntyre. To Rogers. To McIntyre. To Rogers. 4-3. That's good. Just passed
either
the back
one,
and forth.
Either one could have took that three at any time.
Makes it 14-5. Three threes now for Rogers. Patriots lead 9. Rammel with the ball. Yeah, nobody picked Rogers or McIntyre up on the wing. Here's Pearson. Pearson goes to Rammel. Now to Callie Wendell. Wendell goes to Gugrin-Biller, and the ball's thrown out of way out of bounds.
Like I say, it's still obvious that Fort Recovery wants to get the ball to whoever's at the top of the free throw line, and they can't get it there because Rogers, one way or another, is denying that pass.
14-5, Jay by 9, 1:20 to play first quarter. Kaut Pharmacy scoreboard.
Saxman back in, Renna Sweeterman out.
Brianna Dirksen with the ball. And throws it away. Little miscommunication between her and McIntyre. Jay Kelly's first turnover.
McIntyre went right. Dirksen pushed the pass left.
Pretty much. 9-point lead for Jay. 105 to play first quarter. Alexis Wendell with the ball to Rammel. To Pearson. Now to Callie Wendell. Callie works it around to Rammel, and they throw it away again. Just too hard out of bounds. Alexis Wendell cannot handle it.
You know, Rogers has the three threes for 9 points, leading the way in all scores. And yet, she is getting the duty of making sure there's no pass into that free throw line.
Right. Rogers has not left the game yet so far today. Brianna Dirksen gets it out to McIntyre. McIntyre spins, needs help, and stolen away by Fort Recovery. Second Jay Cumming turnover. Here come the Indians. Pearson will score in the lane.
Not easily, but she did score.
It's at 14-7. 22 seconds to play first quarter in our Kelt Pharmacy scoreboard. Ball thrown away, but Jay Cumming picks it up. Saxman misses. The rebound taken down by Rammel. 10 seconds to play. Left to Pearson. Pearson, runner in the lane, is missed. Rebound for Bilbrey, and will be out of bounds off Fort Recovery. With 1.5 seconds to play.
How far can they throw it?
Rogers with it. Three-quarter court shot is missed. And that's the quarter. After one, it's Jay County 14 and Fort Recovery 7. Thanks to Kalp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Take advantage of Kalp Pharmacy's weekly prescription program. They deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Again, Kalp Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll come back. Have quarter number two. It will be Jay County ball after this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Toys, toys, and more. Melissa and Doug Toys. Kalp Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-aged children. We can help you cross off a name or two on your Christmas list. And Melissa and Doug Toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. So check out the selection of toys Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Burn, Indiana have for this Christmas. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back at Jay County, the Patriots lead 14-7. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Patriots by 7 with the ball. Saxman with it. Goes to Rogers. Rogers to her right to Dirksen. Madison Dirksen. Passes off, stolen away. Picked up by Fort Recovery. Here comes Alexis Wendell. Gets it out. Shot up no good for Guggenbiller. She has fouled.
Foul will be on Saxman. Her first, team second. First free throws of the game.
First quarter stats.
Jay County was 5 of 10 for 50% from the floor. 4 of 8 for 50% from three-point range. Fort Recovery was 3 of 6 for 50% from the floor. 1 of 1 from the three-point line, and I had Fort Recovery out-rebounding Jay County 6-2.
Both free throws missed. The rebound taken down by Bilbrey of Jay. Patriots lead 14-7.
Who was shooting those?
That was Guggenbiller.
Okay. Yeah.
Grace. Bilbrey with the ball out to Rogers. Rogers goes toward the hoop, leaves it for Dirksen. Out to Renna Sweeterman. Renna's been quiet so far today. Out to Madison Dirksen. Three is good. They're leaving that right wing wide open.
Yes, they are.
Makes it 17-7.
Jay County go in the 1-3-1. Three quarters court defense.
Cross midcourt. The ball is tipped. Picked up by Sweeterman. She'll bring it down. Stop. Pop. And miss. Rebound for Bilbrey. Out to Rogers. Left it a little bit short.
You call it travel.
Traveling on the Patriots. Four Jay County turnovers. Fort Recovery has eight.
Maddie Guggenmiller in. She'll replace Alexis Wendell for Fort Recovery.
17-7 to score.
So instead of two Wendells on the floor, you got two Guggenmillers.
Yeah. 10-point lead for Jay on our K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Callie Wendell leaves it for Rammel. She'll miss. Gets her own rebound, puts it up, and scores. Rammel's first point makes it 17-9. 6:20 to play second quarter. Renna Sweeterman with the ball. Goes to her right. Hooks the pass, knowing the Saxman up and in. Just threw the defense and had Saxman wide open.
Saxman had gotten position, so she was either going to get fouled or make the shot.
Makes it 19-9. Patriots by 10. There's Pearson in the lane. Shot blocked, but a foul on Renna Sweeterman.
That'll be her second. Team's third.
She got the got her hand on the shot.
That'll get Brianna Dirksen into the ballgame.
Pearson with two free throws. That is good. 19-10. Check out the new endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI and K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, free throw missed by Pearson. Jay County with the rebound, leading 19-10. Rogers with the ball. Going left to Madison Dirksen, three is good.
That's her third three of the game.
Jay County has six threes in the contest, leading 22-10. And Indians just airmail out of bounds.
That's one thing. You can limit the amount of shots that Renna Sweeterman gets, but then you've got Rogers and Dirksen that's going to light you up if you leave them open.
Rogers gets her first rest as McIntyre goes in. Patriots by 12, 22-10.
And a well-deserved rest for Rogers.
Yes. Here's Brianna Dirksen. Goes to Saxman and too long out of bounds.
I think Brianna had lost a little bit of control of that before she made that pass.
Yep. 22-10, the Patriot lead. 5:15 to play second quarter. Our K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Callie Wendell goes up top to Pearson. She'll come in, put the shot up blocked.
I'm blocked by Bilbrey.
Rebound for Jay. Here's Brianna Dirksen. Brianna has to watch. And there's a foul.
Finally got that foul on Pearson, as she had fouled her three times before that.
Yeah. New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading edge technology. It sounds like a good Christmas gift. 22-10, the 12-point lead for Jay. And 5 seconds is called. I don't know about that.
I didn't think she was that close to get that call.
No.
Rogers will come in. Sophie Saxman will come out.
I didn't even see the referee counting.
So. I didn't either.
Either way, turnover on Jay gives it back to Fort Recovery.
He was far enough away, I don't think McIntyre could even see that he was counting.
Yeah. 12-point Patriot lead, 4.5 to play. Second quarter. Both teams kind of going through the motions here. Ball deflected out of bounds by Dirksen.
Madison, that is.
Yep. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the basketball in the inbounds. Gets it to the right side. It's in trouble now as Maddie Guggenmiller. Back to Pearson. Cross court to Maddie Guggenmiller. To Pearson. All deflected by Jay County.
Brianna
picked
Dirksen.
Picked up by Madison Dirksen.
Yes.
Patriots have it down low. Madison will put it up. Missed the shot and draw a foul.
foul should be on Kennedy Mullenkamp.
It is
her first, team second.
Timeout on the floor, 4:02 to play. Second quarter, Fort Recovery calling timeout. Patriots lead at 22-10 back after this.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Back in Jay County, 4:02 to play in our K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. 22-10 the lead for Jay. Free throws coming up for Madison Dirksen.
Dirksen looking to hit something besides a three.
Yeah. First is no good.
You should rest that a little bit.
I think that's her first free throw this year. As not to double check, but I was looking through the stats before a couple of games ago, and she hadn't had a free throw until now.
Second free throw is good.
Makes the score 23-10. Patriots in the lead. And then with the ball, Rammel.
Still interesting to see Rogers at 5'5", giving the business to Rammel at 6'3".
Yeah, she's fearless. Right side is Maddie Guggenbiller. Works it around to the left, gets it back. Up top, long two-pointer by Grace Guggenbiller, no good. Gabby Bilbrey, the rebound for Jay. Patriots lead at 23-10.
That's Bilbrey's fourth rebound of the quarter.
3:20 to play in the quarter. Long two for Rogers is good. She has 11. And Jay leads at 25-10. 3:05 to play. Rammel with the basketball goes to her left to Pearson. Now to Mullenkamp. Around to the right side to Rammel. Indians just have all kinds of issues trying to get a shot off.
It's because of what their offense wants to do, and it's just not there, thanks to Rogers.
The inside isn't there at all. Long two-pointer is no good. Rebound taken down by Rogers. And then she throws it off before recovery play out of bounds. I take it back. Madison Dirksen did have one free throw coming in, so that's it.
Saxman back in. Bilbrey out.
Patriots lead at 25-10. 2:30 to play in our K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Patriots by 15. Left side, McIntyre for three. No good. Rebound taken down by Pearson. She'll bring it down. Stops. Puts the shot up and scores. Pearson has seven. It's 25-12. 2 minutes to play, second quarter. Rogers for Saxman. Bounce pass, comes back outside to McIntyre. Now to Saxman. Sophie finds Brianna Dirksen.
Nice move.
She'll put the shot up, missed it. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. And Maddie Guggenbiller. Patriots by 13, 25-12. 1:35 to play. Right it goes with the ball as Guggenbiller, and it's taken away by Saxman, and she is fouled. As Grace Guggenbiller cannot handle the pass, it was taken away by Sophie Saxman, and she is fouled.
Team's third on Fort Recovery.
McIntyre comes out and gets looked back by the trainer for Jay.
Bilbrey back in. 25-12 with a minute 30 to go here in the second quarter.
Right side is Brianna Dirksen to Rogers. Rogers around the defense, gets the ball back. Three-pointer is good. Four three-pointers now for Izzy Rogers. It's 28-12.
Jay County Rogers is dialed in.
Three is no good for Matty Guggenbiller. Rebound foul on Fort Recovery.
Oh, yeah. Saxman had that easy.
So we'll go back to Jay County with 103 to play.
Foul is on Matty Guggenbiller, her first, team's fourth.
28-12, the Patriots lead. 1 minute to play, second quarter. Here's Brianna Dirksen out to Rogers. Rogers around the defense goes to the hoop right side to Madison. Dirksen along two is short. Maybe not the best shot. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery.
Thought Rogers had a better shot in the lane.
Yep. 16-point Patriot lead. Right side, Alexis Wendell. She will spin, get the pass off to Rammel. Ball loose, picked up by Fort Recovery. Here's Rammel. Rammel in the lane, gets the pass off. Ball taken away, picked up by Brianna Dirksen. 12 seconds to play. Jay County with the ball. Oh. Now that's taken away by Fort Recovery. Here comes Alexis Wendell. She'll score. 5 seconds to play. Rogers has it. Goes to Madison Dirksen. Three is blocked. And that's the half. Not a contact, maybe, but not going to call that. Halftime, it's 28 for Jay County, 14 for Fort Recovery, which I believe was the exact same score Jay County led last night at the half. Or maybe that was JV game last night, 28-14. But 28-14, the Patriots lead by 14 here at the half. We'll come back again. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. For outstanding service for your farm equipment, depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Again, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll come back. Have more from Jay County High School coming up right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Citadel Supply in Red Key has received a shipment of name brand ammunition. Remington, Winchester, Federal, and much more in select calibers are currently available. And don't forget, Citadel Supply is now selling high-quality Valspar paints, and they also sell Larson Storm Doors and those famous Milwaukee tools. Citadel Supply at 9096 West, State Road 67 in Red Key. Proud to be a supporter of Jay County Patriots Sports.
Hi, this is Aaron Walter. Teamwork is very important in sports. To be successful on the basketball court, football field, or any other playing area requires teamwork. The same is true in many other areas of life, including the selection of your insurance coverage. Barnum Brown Insurance Agency, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, will work with you on your team so you can be successful in choosing the winning combination for security and protection. Barnum Brown Insurance Agency and Hastings Mutual are team players. Call Barnum Brown Insurance in Dunkirk at 765-768-6721. Contact an insurance agency that cares about you.
Back here at Jay County, halftime of the varsity game, 28-14, the Patriots lead by 14 in this varsity contest. In JV play earlier today, that was won by Jay County by a score of 32-27. Patriots led 10-1 after one, 20-7 at the half, 25-21 after three, again 32-27. The Jay County win. Fort Recovery led by Sage Luthold with 9. Carly Niekamp with 8. 5 points for Amalia Martin. 3 for Eva Colleague and 2 for Kylie Post. Jay County led by Cassie Petro with 11. 9 for Meredith Dirksen. 6 for Molly Mullenkamp. 3 for Danielle May. And 3 for Daisy Mullenkamp. Jay County goes to 5-3 in JV play. Fort Recovery drops to 2-2. Again, 32-27. Jay County winning the junior varsity game tonight. Welcome back. Check out our halftime stats coming up right after this timeout here on Jay Country 101 and Fort Recovery Radio.
So if you're thinking about going back to school, here's what I'd say. Find your reason. Whether it's career progression, a sense of accomplishment, professional development, or building your own business, make that the reason you start.
At Indiana Tech, we give you flexible ways to advance your career. With classes online, in the evening, and on weekends.
They worked everything into my schedule. I got my associate degree and went right into getting my bachelor's. Things were going so smooth, I rolled right into my master's.
Learn more today about how Indiana Tech can advance your career at indianatech.edu/goforit.
Indiana Tech classes are now being offered at the John Jay Center for Learning in downtown Portland.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Are you looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the expert, your Carrier dealer. Carrier dealers are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. So call your Carrier dealer first. He has ways of making you very comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Your Carrier dealer in this area is Dave's Heating and Cooling at 1238 West Water Street in Portland.
Back here in Jay County, 28-14, the Patriots lead Fort Recovery at the half. Let's go to Zeb and check out our halftime stats.
First for Fort Recovery, they're led in scoring by Mara Pearson with 7. 3 points for Grace Guggenbiller, 2 points for Alexis Wendell, and 2 points for Whitley Rammel. Shooting for Fort Recovery in the first quarter, they were 3 of 6 for 50%. Second quarter, 3 of 8 for 38%. So at the half, Fort Recovery is 6 of 14 for 43% from the floor. From the free throw line in the first half, Fort Recovery was 1 of 4 for 25%. All free throws for Fort Recovery coming in the second quarter. From the three-point line, Fort Recovery in the first quarter was 1 for 1. Second quarter, 0 for 1. So at the half, Fort Recovery is 1 of 2 for 50% from three-point range. For Jay County, they're led in scoring by Izzy Rogers with 14, 10 points for Madison Dirksen, 2 points for Sophie Saxman, and 2 points for Renna Sweeterman. Shooting for Jay County in the first quarter, they were 5 of 10 for 50%. Second quarter, 5 of 9 for 56%. So at the half, Jay County is 10 of 19 for 52% from the floor. From the free throw line in the first half, Jake County is 1 of 2 for 50%. Those free throws coming in the second quarter. From three-point range in the first quarter, Jake County was 4 of 8 for 50%. Second quarter, 3 of 4 for 75%. So at the half, Jake County is 7 of 12 for 58% from three-point range. And at the half, I have Fort Recovery out-rebounding Jay County 10-9.
Turnovers, Fort Recovery had 8 in the first quarter, 4 in the second. They have 12 at the half. Jay County 2 in the first and 4 in the second. Patriots with 6 turnovers at the half. After 1, Jay led up 14-7. Our football score continues at the half. It's 28 for Jay County and 14 for Fort Recovery. We'll come back, have the second half coming up after this.
At First Bank of Berm, we follow a set of ideals and values which define who we are. Honesty, integrity, respect, and compassion. They guide us every day in our work and in our lives. This is Tracy Carpenter of the First Bank of Berm, where we believe banking should be easy and everyone should be treated with respect, regardless of their account size. It is why people have trusted us with their banking for generations. It makes us who we are. First Bank of Berm, member FDIC.
At Portland Insurance, we're committed to helping your business plan for the unexpected. No matter whether you're a small mom-and-pop shop or a large international business, we can find the proper coverage and make it as simple as possible. For more about your business insurance, see me, Kyle Champ, at Portland Insurance Agency, 115 East Main in Portland.
Great gift ideas for the hard to buy for. Griddles, grills, and smokers by Pit Boss, Sabre, Louisiana, and the Big Green Egg. And remember, Hitzer's state-of-the-art laser cutter makes it possible for you to order custom metal signs and decorations. Great gifts for everyone. And, of course, gift certificates are available and are always appreciated. Hitzer, 269 East Main in Bern. Surprisingly unique gifts for everyone.
24-14, Jay County in the lead. Justin Mangold, Zeb Hudson with you here. Lindsey Green back in the studio along with Neil Spencer for Fort Recovery Radio. 28-14, the Patriots lead. Jay County making what, 7 3-pointers?
Yes, 3 by Madison Dirksen and 4 by Rogers.
So not too bad.
You got to wonder, is Fort Recovery going to change up their offense? Because Jay County is denying that top of the key position, so you've got to adjust and go to something that'll attack the wings and pull Jay County out of that middle. Then you can go back to that strategy. But for now, you've got to come up with something different than try to get it in the middle because it's not there. And for Jay County, I say you just keep doing what's working right now unless Fort Recovery changes up their defense.
Why not? 28-14, Indians with the ball to start the third quarter on our Cooper Farm scoreboard. Alexis Wendell with the ball to Rammel, and it's a foul on Bilbrey.
Her first. Team's first of the second half.
Out of bounds, lobbed on inbounds to Ramlo, but stolen away by Saxman. 13 turnovers now. Here's Sweeterman. Long two-pointer is no good. Madison Dirksen the rebound.
How they know if that's Madison's first rebound?
She's been shooting too many threes, so making so many shots. Rogers with the ball. Shot in the lane is no good.
Lots of contact.
Rebound, Rena Sweeterman up and in.
That's Rena's first rebound as well.
Her first basket since the first quarter. Makes it 30-14, biggest lead of the ballgame for Jay County. Early third quarter on our Cooper Farm scoreboard. Grace Guggenbiller with the ball. Goes to Alexis Wendell. Alexis with the ball. Spins, gets the pass over, and a foul.
They kind of switched the man-to-man, and so far it's only accounted for 2 fouls.
Yeah.
That's Saxman's second, but team second.
Patriots went to the man-to-man defense in the Northeastern game for the first time in a long time. But going back to it here today. Ball knocked out of bounds. Will stay with Fort Recovery off the Rammel miss.
Fort Recovery recognizes the man-to-man, and they're going to Rammel.
Indians with the ball. Just lost it going on the baseline. Turnover number 14. Here is Saxman. She'll score.
Good pass by Rena Sweeterman.
It's at 32-14. Jay County by 18. Pearson in the lane will miss. Dirksen a rebound. Here's Sweeterman. Goes toward the hoop. Scoops it up and in. 34-14. The Patriots lead. 6:15 to play in our Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. There's a near steal for Madison Dirksen out of bounds. 20-point Jay lead, 34-14, as Carly Niekamp will check in. Pearson will go out.
Appears to be a knee injury for Mabry McIntyre.
I knew she wasn't back on the bench, so Ball thrown away on the inbounds, picked up by Saxman, and she is fouled.
I believe by Niekamp. Be her first, team's first.
It'd be a big loss for Jay County if McIntyre is out for any length of time. Number six or seven off the bench. Pretty good defender. Sweeterman on the inbounds, puts the shot up, missed it, got a rebound, puts it up and draws a foul.
Foul will be on Carly Wendell, her first, team second.
So free throws for Renna. That is good.
It's a shooter's roll.
35-14, back to a football score. Missed the second free throw. Rebound taken down by Carly Niekamp. Indians have it down by 21 on our Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard.
Jay County still in the man-to-man.
Left it goes to Niekamp. Up front for Alexis Wendell. Back to Callie Wendell. To Rammel. Rammel gets the pass to her left. Gets it back. To the right side. To Callie Wendell. And just taking all kinds of time to get into their offense. Right side, long two for Callie Wendell, no good. The rebound taken down, up no good for Mollenkamp. The rebound taken down, be out of bounds, no, it'll be saved. We'll have a held ball going to, no, we call timeout. Not sure about that, but I didn't think of any, either team had possession, but they say timeout Fort Recovery, 5:15 to play in our Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Again, Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Again, Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Back with more after this.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace. Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
35-14, the Patriots lead. 5:15 to play third quarter. With the ball is Callie Wendell for the Fort. Left it goes to Niekamp. Ball deflected, and it's on the floor. Be out of bounds. Off court recovery. Don't know about that.
No, neither.
Molly Mullenkamp. She has two quarters, so she can play both of these second half quarters. Of course, Mabry McIntyre.
Also coming in was Brianna Mullenkamp.
McIntyre out with the knee injury.
Brianna Dirksen, that is.
Yeah. Mabry McIntyre was out with the knee injury, so Patriots have to change their rotations up a little bit. Madison Dirksen along two. Just inside the three-point line. Makes it 37-14. Patriots by 23 with 4:30 to play in the third quarter. Here is Rammel. Rammel to her right. Goes to Mollenkamp. To Rammel. Rammel dribbles in, puts the shot up, takes contact, and a foul on the Patriots.
Foul will be on Molly Mollenkamp. Be her first. Team's third.
Well, she had four in the JV game, so she's fouled out. Two shots for Rammel.
If you're not fouling, you're not trying.
That is good.
Get the shooter's roll on that one.
First point of the second half for Fort Recovery.
Elizabeth Alleg in. Niekamp out. Pretty much when you're going to play a Fort Recovery Jay County game, there's got to be a camp on the floor.
Yeah, it has to be. Missed the second free throw. Fort Recovery gets the rebound. They'll score with Mollenkamp. A lot of contact on that rebound, too.
Kennedy Mullenkamp, that is.
Yeah, 37-17 the score. And a 20-point game. Kennedy Mullenkamp's first points tonight, today. Dirksen along two is no good for Madison. Rebound, Rena Sweeterman up in it. 39-17, Jay. On our Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Patriots by 22. Fort Recovery with the basketball.
Now, where's the 5-second count on that one?
Yeah. Passes off to Callie Wendell. Lost the ball, but Rammel got it. Leaving Rammel open. Going to the right side to Alexis Wendell. Now to Allig. She'll dribble in and draw contact. Count the bucket and the foul on Mullenkamp. Molly.
Her second. Team's fourth. First bucket for Allig.
39-19, the Patriots lead.
One shot for Allig.
And rattles at home. 39-20. 19-point Jay lead. 3:15 to play third quarter on our Cooper Farm scoreboard. Madison Dirksen to Brianna Dirksen. Out to Mullenkamp. Molly feeds Rena Sweeterman in the lane. She'll put it up and miss. Rebound. Be traveling on Fort Recovery.
So you got to give them the rebound.
Bilbrey and Saxman back in. Brianna Dirksen to Mullenkamp out. For Jay. Madison Dirksen gets the ball in the inbounds to Sweeterman. Hooks it up. Got it. Bounced around and fell home. 41-20, Jay. 2:45, third quarter.
That's the third Patriot in double figures.
Here is Callie Wendell to Alexis Wendell. She'll miss. Sweeterman the rebound. She'll bring it down. Hooks the pass to Madison Dirksen. Missed the shot. The rebound. Out of bounds. Off. Fort Recovery.
That time, I think Bilbrey got the worst of that one.
Yep, definitely. Rena had her choice. Go right, go left, or take the shot herself. She went left, but Madison missed the shot. Inbounds is thrown away, but Jay kind of comes out with it. Rena will miss along two. Rebound Rogers up and in. Izzy Rogers has 16. It's 43-20.
Rogers right place, right time in the trees.
Yep. 23-point Jay lead, and there's a hell ball. Jay County. 21 turnovers now. I've said it again.
Decamp will come back in for Allig.
12 in the first half. Now 17 turnovers.
Brianna Dirksen and Molly Mullenkamp back in. Rogers and Madison Dirksen will come out. So Dirksen switch.
43-20. Patriots by 23. 2:05 to play. Third quarter. Cooper Farms scoreboard. Sweeterman through the defense and offensive foul. That's about as easy of a call as the referee can make on that one.
Rammel was pretty well set for a while. That's Sweeterman's third. Rogers will get a brief rest.
And come back in.
For Sweeterman.
A little out of control on that one.
Garkey will come in for Callie Wendell. Kinsey Garkey.
2 minutes to play. Third quarter. Jay by 23. 43-20. Left side is Niekamp. To Rammel. Back to Niekamp. Goes back to Rammel. Out to Garkey. Garkey with the ball. Going to Niekamp. Two-pointer is no good. Rebound from Molly Mullenkamp. Gets it to Saxman. Sophia across midcourt. Goes all the way to the hoop. Now stops. Back out to Rogers. Rogers for Saxman. To Brianna Dirksen. Brianna the bounce pass to Mullenkamp. Molly through the lane. Puts the shot up. Missed it. Rebound on the floor. will be a
jump ball.
Foul ball.
Go to Fort Recovery.
Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. For your corn marketing needs, call Cooper Farms at 1-800-637-7161. Again, 637-7161.
Jay County out in front, 43-20. Less than a minute to go in the third, and she traveled.
Traveling.
Trying to make the, she wanted to make the pass, but it wasn't quite there, but she shuffled her feet because she was going to make the pass.
Alexis Wendell out. Maddie Guggenbiller back. Been stuck on 43-20 for a while. Patriots by 23. Rogers to her right. Goes to Saxman. Bounce pass to Bill Breen. The lane turnaround shot blocked. The rebound taken down by Rammel. Rammel goes coast to coast. Nice move, and she'll miss. Rebound taken down by Saxman. 22 seconds to play. Third quarter, Jay by 23.
Saxman might not be the tallest, but she's got a lot of fight in her.
That's for sure. Rogers has to watch 5 seconds. Goes around the defense, pops the long two, misses. Rebound, Saxman up, no good. Rebound tapped around, Rammel has it. 1 second to play, and that'll be it for the quarter. After three, it's 43 for Jay County and 20 for Fort Recovery. Patriots lead by 23 going to the fourth quarter, 43-20. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll have more after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back here at Jay County, we go to the fourth quarter. Patriots lead at 43-20. Jay County with the ball. It'll be Izzy Rogers with the ball. Goes to Sweeterman, who's back in the ballgame with the three fouls. Out to Madison Dirksen for three. No good. Rebound for Bilbrey. She'll miss. Rebound for Saxman. She'll miss. Rebound for Rammel of Fort Recovery. 23-point Jay lead. Right side Pearson shot is, nope, that is Grace Guggenbiller missed the shot. Indians get the rebound, and Rammel scores. Makes it 43-22. Pearson is back in there. Saxman will score with the foul. Makes it 45-22, Patriots lead. And Saxman will have one free throw. 23-point lead again, 45-22. And got it. Biggest lead now of 24, 46-22. With the ball is Callie Wendell. Goes to Maddie Guggenbiller. To Rammel. Bounce court to Grace Guggenbiller. Shot is blocked. Saxman the rebound again. Quickly up to Sweeterman. Then it goes toward the hoop. Hooks the pass to Brooks and up and in. Madison with the bucket. 48-22. 6:45 to play in our fourth quarter. Right side, 3-4. Grace Guggenbiller, no good. Sweeterman the rebound.
bring it down. Stop. Pop and miss. Rebound for Rogers. Out to Renna for three. No good. Rebound saved by Fort Recovery right to Madison Brooks and down to Bilbrey, and she'll score. Not sure what they were doing trying to save that. Must have thought she touched it. But saved it right to Madison Dirksen.
She made a nice easy pass to Bilbrey for two.
50-22. Up to a 28-point Patriot lead. 6:05 to play. Pearson for three. That's off. Jay kind of gets the rebound with Bilbrey. Now to Renna Sweeterman. Hooks the pass to Saxman up and in. 9 points now for Sophie Saxman. And it's 52-22. It's a 30-point lead for Jay County. 5:52 to play in the fourth quarter. Timeout called by Fort Recovery. And we'll keep it here and check our third quarter stats.
For Jay County, they were 7 of 19 for 37% from the floor, 1 of 2 for 50% from the free throw line, and no three-pointers attempted for Jay County in that third quarter. Fort Recovery was 2 of 9 for 22% from the floor, 2 of 3 for 67% from the free throw line, and 0 for 1 from three-point range.
52-22, the 30-point Jay lead here. As we play in the fourth quarter.
I had Jay County through three quarters play, out-rebounding Fort Recovery 21-19.
Turnovers through three quarters, 18 for Fort Recovery, 7 for the Patriots. Not too bad.
And for those that didn't listen on our other station, Indiana did defeat Nebraska 68-55 in men's basketball.
52-22 here, a 30-point lead for Jay County over Fort Recovery. Still 5:52 to play in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you got to think that Jay County's not going to leave their starters in too much longer.
I was just going to say, we'll see how long the starters stay out there for the Patriots. Callie Wendell with the ball to Pearson. To the right side. Down low to Guggenbiller. Pass is loose on the floor. It'll be a hell ball.
Yep.
And that one will stay with Fort Recovery.
Not a surprise, but Saxman in the middle of that.
30-point lead, 52-22. And ends with the ball. Rammel goes to her right. Here's Pearson in the lane. Nice shot up and in. Mara Pearson has 9. It's 52-24. Patriot lead is 28. Sweeterman will spin. Has it poked away. He's stolen by Alexis Wendell. She'll bring it down. Stop. And score. 52-26. Back down to 26. Ball loose. Bilbrey got it back to Renna Sweeterman. Scoops it up and scores. She has 13. It's 54-26. 4:44 to play fourth quarter. Grace Guggenbiller is fouled.
I think it might be on Madison Dirksen. It is. Her first.
Grace will have 2 free throws.
Team 6th.
First is no good. One more for Grace Guggenbiller, 5'10 senior. Got that one. 54-27, Jay County doubling up for recovery. Sweeterman across the timeline. Left to Saxman. To Dirksen, and she is fouled.
Be on Guggenbiller. Grace, that is. Her third. Team's fourth.
54-27. Jay County on the inbound. Sweeterman will miss and draw a foul.
Foul should be on Rammel. Be her first.
team's fifth, but two free throws for Brenna Sweeterman. She has 1 for 2 today.
13 points so far, now 14. Niekamp and Alec back in for the Fort.
Carly Wendell and... couldn't tell who the other one. Oh, I think Guggenbiller went out. Grace.
Both free throws good by Sweeterman. Makes it 56-27. Jay counting by 29. Ball stolen away by Rogers. Here comes Rena Sweeterman. Gets Madison Dirksen back to Saxman. To Reno for three. No good. Rebound taken down by Rammel of Fort Recovery. Here come the Indians. Pearson going left to Alexis Wendell. Ball loose. Sweeterman picks it up. And then Jay County calls time to get some subs in.
Line change.
The PA announcer for Northeastern on Tuesday actually said that. So Jay County with the line change. Brianna Dirksen, Molly Mullenkamp, Danielle May. Let's see who else.
Meredith Dirksen.
Meredith Dirksen's in there. And Bella Denton. The key was figuring out.
So he didn't lose
where all five players were.
He gained a camp and still got two Dirksens.
Yep. Still want to see all three Dirksens play at one time.
Yes.
At some point this year. Ball thrown away by Rammel, although there was some contact. Here comes Pearson. She'll miss. Rebound will be out of bounds. Off, Jay. 3:30 to play. Jay leads at 56-27.
Garkey will come in for Pearson. And Maddie Guggenbiller will come in for Rammel.
29-point Patriot lead on our fourth quarter scoreboard. Ball knocked away by Brianna Dirksen to be out of bounds off Fort Recovery. 21 Indian turnovers. Here's Brianna Dirksen across midcourt. Goes right to Meredith Dirksen. Right side. Shot up and good for Danielle May. Her second basket this year on varsity. Makes it 58-27. She also had 2 points on Tuesday against Northeastern. 31-point lead, biggest tonight, today, 58-27. Ball deflected, picked up by May. Another Fort Recovery turnover. That is 22 today. Here's Molly Mullenkamp going left, down low, back outside to Meredith Dirksen, to Mullenkamp. Up top to May. May finds Molly Mullenkamp. Molly needs help. Tried to hit a cutting Brianna Dirksen and threw it away.
And double dribble. Called on Niekamp.
58-27 the score.
Daisy Mullenkamp in for Molly Mullenkamp. And Petro in for Brianna Dirksen. So you still got a Dirksen in. A Mullenkamp on the floor.
Yep. 31-point Jay lead. Here's Meredith Dirksen.
Actually, you still have two Mullenkamps on the floor. Kennedy.
Yep. There's a steal.
Guggenbiller.
Maddie Guggenbiller. She'll come down and miss the shot. The rebound will be taken down by Jay.
By Meredith Dirksen.
And now a foul.
I think that's going to be on Meredith.
It's going to be 1-1 for Fort Recovery.
Her first, team seventh. Kenzie Garkey will be at the free throw line.
Got it.
Got the roll on that one.
Her first point. 58-28. She will have one more. short on that one. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery Niekamp. Out to Mollenkamp for Fort Recovery. No good for Kennedy. Rebound taken down by the Indians. Now the ball is loose. Matty Guggenbiller got it back. Now it's loose again.
Petro on the floor. Yeah, held ball.
2J. With 1:44 to play.
30-point lead for the Patriots, 58-28.
30-point lead. Here is Daisy Mollenkamp to Meredith Dirksen. Down low for Petro. She'll miss. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Here is Kennedy Mollenkamp to the right side to Garkey. Ball deflected, loose, and picked up by Daisy Mollenkamp. Here come the Patriots. Daisy stops, shot blocked by Niekamp.
Not sure why she didn't get to the other side where Meredith Dirksen was wide open.
Yeah, I'm not sure she knew she was there.
Hmm.
1 minute to play, Jay by 30. Ball thrown up there, missed, rebound for Petro. Now Jay Kennedy throws it away, shot up in the lane, good for Garkey. 58-30, 45 seconds to play. Left side goes to May. Now stolen away. Here is Luthold. She'll bring it down and miss. Rebound out of bounds to Jay. 30 seconds to play. 58-30 the score. Patriots going to go to 6-2. Fort Recovery to 0-4. Right side to Meredith Dirksen. To Petro, 10 seconds to play. To Daisy Mollenkamp. Out it goes to Meredith Dirksen. To Daisy Mollenkamp, and that's the ball in. Final score, it's Jay County 58. Fort Recovery 30. Patriots go to 6-2 on the year. Fort Recovery drops to 0-4 again, 58-30. Jay County with the win. So Jay County sweeps here today, winning 58-30 in varsity and winning on the JV 32-27. So we got half our Jay County Fort Recovery games in the books. We'll have the boys' games later on tonight. We'll come back, have our post-game show coming up after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you are faced with a choice, choose Kalp Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Back here at Jay County, the Patriots defeat Fort Recovery by a score of 58-30, improving to 6-2 on the year. Fort Recovery dropping to 0-4. Jay County will play on Tuesday, and that will be a home game against Muncie Central, the Bearcats, more purple. And then Fort Recovery will play on Thursday. It will be at St. John's, over in Dolphus. So that's a varsity-only game for them on Thursday. Here it again, 58-30. Patriots win the contest. And JV play 32-27. Jay County with the win. Patriots go to 5-3 in JV play. It was 10-1 after the first quarter, 20-7 at the half, 25-21 after three, and again 32-27, the Jay County win. In JV play, Cassie Petro had 11, Meredith Dirksen had 9, 6 for Molly Mullenkamp, 3 for Daisy Mullenkamp, and 3 for Danielle May. Fort Recovery led by Sage Luthold with 9, Carly Niekamp with 8, 5 for Amalia Martin, 3 for Eva Collig, and 2 for Kylie Post. Again, Patriots go to 5-3. Fort Recovery drops to 2-2 in JV play today. And 32-27, Jay County with the JV win. In varsity play, it was Jay County winning that one 58-30. We'll check our postgame stats after this.
Fisher Meats in Portland and Muncie is your source for an outstanding selection of quality retail meats, including Fisher's own luncheon meats, locally made and crafted in small batches. If you're needing custom butchering of your beef and pork, Fisher Meats vacuum packages all of your cuts for the freezer. Fisher Meats, located on Walnut Street in both Portland and Muncie. When you think of quality meats, there's really only one place that comes to mind. Fisher Meats.
Wondering if your old heating system is going to squeak by this winter? Don't. With up to $1,650 in available cool cash rebates, there's never been a better time to explore the full line of Carrier innovations. And your family's savings may even continue for years down the line. Ask your dealer how an efficient home comfort system by Carrier can reduce your monthly energy bills through the life of your system. But don't wait. Your cool cash window closes soon. Carrier. Turn to the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
Your Carrier dealer is Dave's Heating and Cooling at 1238 West Water Street in Portland.
Back at Jay County, 58-30, the Patriots win over Fort Recovery here this afternoon. Let's go to Zeb and check out our postgame stats.
First for Fort Recovery. They were led in scoring by Mara Pearson with 9. 5 points for Brittany Rammel. 4 points for Grace Guggenbiller. 4 points for Alexis Wendell. 3 points for Elizabeth Allig. 3 points for Kinsey Garkey. And 2 points for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Shooting for Fort Recovery in the first quarter, they were 3 of 6 for 50%. Second quarter, 3 of 8 for 38%. Third quarter, 2 of 9 for 22%. And fourth quarter, 4 of 14 for 29%. So on the afternoon, Fort Recovery was 12 of 42 for 29% from the floor. From the free throw line, for Fort Recovery, no free throws in the first quarter. Second quarter, 1 of 4 for 25%. Third quarter, 2 of 3 for 67%. And fourth quarter, 2 of 4 for 50%. So on the night, Fort Recovery was 5 of 11 for 45% from the free throw line, from 3-point range. In the first quarter, Fort Recovery is 1 for 1. Second quarter, 0 for 1. Third quarter, 0 for 1. And fourth quarter, 0 for 3. So on the afternoon, Fort Recovery was 1 of 6 for 17% from 3-point range. For Jay County, they were led in scoring by Izzy Rogers with 16, 15 for Renna Sweeterman, 14 for Madison Dirksen, 9 for Sophie Saxman, 2 for Danielle May, and 2 for Gabby Bilbrey. Shooting for Jay County in the first quarter, they were 5 of 10 for 50%. Second quarter, 5 of 9 for 56%. Third quarter, 7 of 19 for 37%. And fourth quarter, 6 of 14 for 43%. So on the afternoon, Jay County was 23 of 52 for 44% from the floor. From the free throw line, Jay County no free throws in the first quarter. Second quarter was 1 of 2 for 50%. Third quarter, 1 of 2 for 50%. And fourth quarter, 3 for 3. So on the afternoon, Jay County was 5 of 7 for 71% from the free throw line. From three-point range, in the first quarter, Jay County was 4 of 8 for 50%. Second quarter, 3 of 4 for 75%. No three-pointers taken in the third quarter. And fourth quarter, 0 for 3. So on the afternoon, Jay County was 7 of 15 for 47% from three-point range. And I had Jay County out-rebounding Fort Recovery 31 to 28. I had 6 rebounds for Gabby Bilbrey and 6 rebounds for Brenna Sweeterman in the game.
Turnovers, Fort Recovery had 8 in the first quarter, 4 in the second, 6 in the third, and 6 in the fourth. They end up with 24 turnovers here today. Jay County, 2 in the first, 4 in the second, 1 in the third, and 6 in the fourth. Jay ends up with 13 turnovers here this afternoon. Quarter scores, 14-7 Jay after 1, 28-14 at the half, 43-20 after 3. Again, the final, Jay County 58, Fort Recovery 30. Patriots go to 6-2 on the year. Fort Recovery drops to 0-4. We'll have more coming up on our postgame show coming up after this.
McDonald's Restaurant in Portland is proud to be a sponsor of Jay County Patriot Basketball. McDonald's reminds you to pep up for the holidays with their peppermint goodies. They have the peppermint hot chocolate, the iced peppermint mocha, and the peppermint mocha, available for a limited time here in the holidays for 2021. Also, try their frozen Coca-Cola and frozen Fanta, blue raspberry, and wild cherry, available now at McDonald's. Happy holidays from your friends at McDonald's in Portland.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Dr. David Follenkamp and Dr. Abby Small and their staff are proud to support the Jay County Patriots. Be sure to stop by their office and look over their lines of frames. They also carry a wide selection of sunwear for adults and children. Dr. Follenkamp and Dr. Small's office is located at 1111 North Meridian Street, Portland. Stop by or call 726-4210 to schedule your eye exam with Dr. David Follenkamp or Dr. Abby Small. Brooks Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Construction, or MSC, are proud to be your source for all of your commercial and industrial concrete and general construction needs, plus crane service as well. Mid-States corporate office is now located on Highway 67 in Red Key. Please consider making MSC, Mid-States Construction, your go-to contractor for your next commercial or industrial project. MSC, proud to support our Jay County Patriots in the classroom and on the court. Mid-States Construction.
Again, coming up tonight, we'll have Jay County and Fort Recovery boys basketball as they play each other at the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Again, 6 o'clock start time or so for the JV game. Again, Jay County boys at the Fort Recovery boys. If you can't be there, again, we'll have both the JV and varsity games tonight from the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery 1-0 on the year. Jay County comes in with a record of 3-0. So looking forward to that tonight. Again, Jay County at Fort Recovery in boys varsity basketball. Jay County coming off a 53-35 win last night over the Woodland Warriors. So both teams looking to keep their winning seasons going tonight at the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Joined by Jay County head coach Kirk Comer here on the postgame show. And
Coach got off to a good start, led 14-7 after one, 28-14 after that, and kind of cruised from there, it seemed.
Yeah, I thought, you know, for the most part, we did a pretty good job offensively and defensively. I thought we did a lot better job defensively second half, but and we really picked up the rebounding second half.
Yeah, really frustrated Fort Recovery, it seems like. They could not get into their offense sets.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, they're rebuilding, and you know, it's you know, I thought we did a pretty good job defensively, and like I said, and I thought our coverage was pretty good for the most part.
A lot of three-pointers in the first half. I know you don't want to have to rely on three-pointers, but you made a lot of them.
Yeah, I mean, they started out in a gimmick defense and where they weren't guarding, you know, our elbows. So luckily for us, Izzy was in one of those elbows, and if she's going to be open, we want her to shoot it.
One of those where they were open almost every time. It's like, how do you choose whether to keep taking them or just to work it around or not?
Well, she keeps taking them. She's a shooter, and we want her to keep shooting the ball if she's open, and as well as, you know, some of the other girls. But today they were leaving Izzy open at the elbow, and they were really concentrating on Renna, and Izzy did a really good job stepping up, as well as Masson and the other girls taking the threes when they had them.
Sophie Saxman had 9 points. Might be a season high for her. She had a nice game tonight.
Yeah, she's just a solid player. I mean, you can count on her every game. It might not be, you know, in the scorebook or, you know, but she's going to do the dirty work. She's going to get the loose balls for you and rebound the basketball. She's just a real steady player for us.
Held Rammel for Fort Recovery down to only 5 points, so good job inside on her tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize she only had five, but, she's a really nice player inside, and I thought we did a pretty good job of, doubling on her when need to, and keeping her off the paint for second chance points, or off the glass for second chance points.
One negative thing to come out tonight or today, it looked like maybe McIntyre went out with an injury in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know about that right now. I mean, she's going to have to go have, you know, x-rays, maybe MRI, I mean, to see what's going on. But, we hope for the best, and she's been a great addition to our team, and hopefully it's nothing serious and she can get back real soon.
Next game coming up on Tuesday against Muncie Central. We'll see you then.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Congrats on the win. Jay County Head Coach Kirk Comer here on the post-game show. Patriots defeat the Fort Recovery Indians by a score of 58-30, improving to 6-2 on the season. 0-4 now are the Fort Recovery Indians. Adams Central was taking on Woodland today in girls basketball. See if you can find a score on that real quick. Ed Thurman was doing that for WZBD. The score is in. Looks like Woodland did win, but it won't come up. Let's see. But key ACAC victory for Woodland there over Adams Central. And by the way, in case you missed it, for the Jay County fans, the ACAC tourney draw was held this week. Patriots will play at Adams Central. That will be on the 11th of January. And the winner of that game will take on Southern Wells. So that's just a few weeks away, coming up in the middle of January. Again, Jay County will be at Adams Central, both for the boys and the girls. The girls will play first, followed by the boys at Adams Central in the middle of January.
It would be at Southern Wells, I'm assuming, if they win. Whoever wins that.
No, it would be, if the Jay County boys win, it would be at Jay County.
Oh, okay.
I believe that's the way it works. They don't give the home games to the team at the bye, so it would be whoever win at the home of whoever wins the boys' game.
Okay,
so
yeah.
That's the way it'll work.
I didn't know if it would be at Southern Wells.
No, Southern Wells will play either.
Since they were at the bye.
Yeah, it'll be either at Adams Central or at Jay County, so that's a few weeks away. Again, January the 11th. Again, coming up tonight, we'll have Jay County Boys Basketball, Fort Recovery Boys Basketball from the Fort Sight Fieldhouse around 6 o'clock. Thanks to our studio producer today, that is Lindsey Green. Thanks to Neil Spencer for Fort Recovery Radio, their studio producer. Thanks to Zeb Hudson for his great work as well. And of course, thanks for all of our fine sponsors from both Jay County and Fort Recovery, and everyone for listening to this afternoon's Border Battle between Jay County and Fort Recovery. Again, the final, it was Jay County 58 and the Fort Recovery Indians 30. From Jay County High School, I'm Justin Mangold. Have a good rest of your afternoon, everyone. Again, Jay County wins it by a score of 58 to 30.
You've been listening to Lady Patriot Basketball on Jay Country 101. This broadcast has been presented by community-minded sponsors and by the Jay Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your Jay County sports station.
Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.